Adam and Eve and Pinch Me by Ruth Rendell, read by Frances Barber. Chapter 1. Minty knew it was a ghost sitting in the chair because she was frightened. If it were only something she'd imagined, she wouldn't have been afraid. You couldn't be when it was something that came out of your own mind. It was early evening, but being wintertime, quite dark. She'd just come home from work, let herself in the front door and put the hall light on. The front room door was open, and the ghost was sitting on an upright chair in the middle of the room with its back to her. She'd put the chair there to stand on and change a light bulb before she went out in the morning and forgotten to put it back. Her mouth tightly covered up with both hands to keep the scream in, she took one step nearer. She thought, "What will I do if it turns round?" Ghosts in stories are grey like the people on black and white television, or else see-through. But this one had short, dark brown hair and a brown neck and a black leather jacket. Minty didn't have to see its face to know it was her late fiancé, Jock. Suppose it stayed there so that she couldn't use the room. It wasn't absolutely still. The head moved a bit, and then the right leg. Both feet edged back as if it were going to get up. Minty squeezed her eyes tight shut. Everything was silent. A shriek out in the street from one of the kids that lived opposite made her jump, and she opened her eyes. The ghost was gone. She put the light on and felt the seat of the chair. It was warm, and this surprised her. You think of ghosts as cold. She moved the chair back to where it belonged under the table. If it wasn't in the middle of the room, maybe he wouldn't come back. She went upstairs, half expecting to see him there. He could have got past her and come up.